Proclamation number 8149 of 12th of April, 1962. Warning against medial reception. Every spirit which confesses that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is of God. Thus you can use this as a touchstone to determine whether you are being taught by me myself or whether you have fallen prey to a wrong spirit. For this spirit will never bring my embodiment in Jesus, my descent for the sake of humanity's redemption, to your attention but will testify against it. But you must now also know that the counter-spirit often intervenes where it is offered this opportunity, when the human being relinquishes his will and thus an alien spirit can take possession of him, which you are not always able to recognize. I certainly always seek contact with you humans, and I rejoice in every bond you try to establish with me yourselves. And where I find completely pure vessels, my ray of love will also be able to flow into them. But this act should happen consciously. You should devote yourselves to me so intimately that you will then be able to hear my voice in a conscious state, and then you will also be certain that your Father himself speaks to you. But do you know the state of maturity of all those around you? Do you know whether you are protected against the influence of an unfair spirit which tries to cause confusion amongst you? You need not walk in error, but you are not certain that it will creep in if you hand yourselves over to the spiritual forces as a medium, if you surrender your will and thus cannot defend yourselves if a wrong spirit takes possession of you. Yet these evil spirits are only waiting for this opportunity to slip in, and every impure thought, every preconceived opinion, every lack of love can already enable it to slip in, and then its spiritual knowledge will be conveyed to you and you'll accept it as my ward. I want to speak to every one of my children, but believe me, the intimate bond which every one of my children establishes with me will certainly also earn him my word, yet every one of my children can hear it within himself, and depending on his intimacy, his dialogue with me, my word will clearly resound within himself, his thoughts will be guided such that the child will feel that its father is instructing it and that it can completely abandon itself to these thoughts, that they are truth. Of greatest value is the inner bond which the human being establishes with me himself of his own free will, for this protects him from error and also gives him inner peace and the certainty of being safe in my love. I have certainly said that where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And you may also have this certainty that I myself am with you and give your thoughts the right direction. And then everyone will also speak in full awareness what I put into his mouth, and then I myself can also express myself and instruct you by exchanging thoughts and, through the intimate bond with me, being completely filled by my spirit. Thus you will then speak in my will, which will then be a blessing for all of you. For the intimate bond with me is and remains the prerequisite that I am present to you. And you can establish this at any time and in any place. Then you are not bound to fixed hours which never guarantee whether everyone has prepared himself such that everyone is in most intimate contact with me and then my presence is also guaranteed in every person's heart. For all prerequisites must be in place if I myself want to reveal myself to a person. Amen.